Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, publisher of the blog, and today I'm speaking with CeCe Lee, publisher of the blog PR Meets Marketing. So welcome to the podcast, CeCe.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
Excellent. So CeCe, the subhead on your blog was really intriguing to me. It says, how marketing is changing how I practice PR. Can you give me a few examples of how you're doing things differently maybe now than before you started your blog?
Well, I think a couple of things that we've never really understood from a PR perspective was how the press coverage we generated truly impacted our clients. And I think marketing has a lot of technologies that, frankly, I wasn't aware of as a PR professional. Using URL redirects, being able to give distinct URLs to a journalist or media so you know which media were reading it and who was being referred from that source back to our website. My current company has its own unique tracking code as well, so those were interesting things for me to be able to see now, oh, on the back end, from this article, 80 people came to our website. And then that leads to the second part. It's being able to see the back-end analytics that really drive the marketing in terms of how different components of a campaign truly impact the company's marketing and lead generation roles. I don't think that PR truly understands where we fit in within that whole sales cycle. And those are a couple of things that are helping me to understand how I need to look at the things I do from a PR perspective.
Are you experimenting with things like putting URLs in your press release or even optimizing press releases for search engines?
Definitely. Again, those are things that I think some PR professionals know about but don't really truly understand. It sounds so simple, but using tools like WordTracker or the Google, I forget what it's called, to be able to see which words will be optimal for your press release heading.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Understanding exactly how to use it on the heading, the subhead, and your first paragraph. You don't want to do too much of the word density because then you'll start spamming the search engines. But being able to understand how to strategically leverage that is very important. And using the URLs within the press release, so again, you can track. I definitely do that as much as I can.
Great. Okay, taking it from a little bit of a different angle, you know, I know you maintain your own blog, but, you know, a blog that's located on a corporate site, isn't this subject to the same standards as a press release? I mean, how do you sort of think about that from a PR perspective? External people blogging, that's, you know, that's one thing. But, you know, a blog that's within your own corporate environment, doesn't that necessarily have to adhere to the same corporate standards?
I think the answer to that question really depends on the corporation. My perspective on blogging is it can't be, here's my company and I'm going to give you my product list, or I'm just going to use this as another venue to communicate my press release to
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're doing that, you're missing the point of what corporate blogging is. Corporate blogging is an opportunity for companies to really open the dialogue with your customers. And it's not going to be for all your customers. Not all your customers are going to be comfortable using the blog as a way to communicate with you, but you may be surprised at how many of those customers or prospective customers will come and listen to understand your perspective on that particular industry. And I think that from that perspective, it really helps position your company as a thought leader. You have to enter it from that perspective. And if you do, I think then you'll realize that it is not the same thing as a press release or adhering to those type of guidelines. You have to adhere to some guidelines. Don't get me wrong. You don't want somebody to release information before it's supposed to be, especially if you're a public company. But by the same token, I think it can augment a lot of the ways that you can communicate and communicate your thoughts on a particular topic.
Good point. So the press release, you know, do you think it's losing importance in light of folks like, you know, Larry Hyde from Xbox Live, the director of programming there, or even Jonathan Schwartz from the CEO of Sun, you know, wanting to use their blog to release corporate information? Is that, sort of eating away at the importance of a press release?
Oh, I think one would argue, what is the relative importance of a press release? I think press releases have a place within the marketplace if they're used properly. And I think what's happened is that press releases have become a tool by which people are just, again, doing a one-way dialogue, or they're using it as a way to game the search engines. I think, and then this trend about doing what's considered a quote-unquote social press release, I'm not sure if I really agree with that. I think a press release still has its place in terms of really providing the company's perspective on particular topics and announcements. I think the way that these guys are using their blogs is the way to augment, again, their perspective on the position and where the corporation's going. I don't think the press release will go away. I think what will happen is that in those situations where you have a very strong executive blogging, people are going to start comparing the press release to the person's blog. And they're going to note the inconsistencies. So that's where I think that there's going to have to be strategy in terms of how that moves ahead. From my perspective, I think that you'll always have a press release. Will it change? I'm not sure at this point.
All right, so as a blogger, though, has your approach to PR changed when it comes to, let's say, pitching a blogger about a news release, or are you even, starting to think down those lines?
Definitely. I mean, I think 2 years ago, I would have done it like a regular journalist. I would have contacted you, sent, tried to send you a press release, and I may or may not have gotten a positive reaction out of that. Since then, taking a step back, I think blogging has matured itself. I think our understanding of the role of blogging within communications has evolved. And I think another key component is you have to participate. You can't just blindly send the release or announcement to that person without at least understanding who that person is, engage in some sort of conversation, whether it's behind the scenes in an email or on the blog commenting. And I think, that was the subject of a recent post in terms of how do you go about it. And I think a lot of people are still struggling with that. But as we move ahead, at least from a blogger perspective, yeah, it's definitely changed how I pitch bloggers because I know how I would want the information. And the key point is know who the person is and be able to engage with that person on that level and on the topic that really interests that person.
Definitely. I mean, it's you have to walk a mile in that editor's shoes. Just so happens that that person is a blogger, and to really understand that, I think having your own blog is very helpful. Okay. Any words of wisdom for technology marketers? Most of my audience is B2B technology marketers. Any wisdom for them when it comes to working more effectively with maybe their PR teams?
I think for me, it's always good to know how they're being measured. And what I mean is not, okay, so this campaign needs the X number of leads or number of inquiries back in, but the larger picture of, okay, what is it that they're being asked to do and what is the implication, not only on their role, but on the company? Because by knowing what my marketing folks are trying to do and where they're headed, then I can amend my PR accordingly. I think it's if I know that this venue in the past has been a great source of incoming inquiries for the marketing department and our sales department, then I know I need to put effort there. And by the same, and so by being closely tied in that way is helpful. And then also be helping me to understand what are the analytics that you're looking at? Because I may not realize that one piece of analytic that you're using to evaluate your programs can also impact how I need to do PR that may help you on that analytic. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and I think that's been key for me as I've left the agency world and come in-house to truly understand that perspective. And then I think from an extension of that, not only just technology marketers, but how does the technology marketer work with their sales team? Because that also helps me to understand what's going to help the sales team. If I get coverage in a thing, but it's not going to be something the sales team's going to use, then it doesn't reflect well on the marketing team or the PR side as well.
Excellent. Those are great points. Well, thank you for your time today, Cece. And please visit Cece's blog called PR Meets Marketing at prmeetsmarketing.wordpress.com. And thank you all for listening.